The historic bill providing 33% reservation to women in parliament and state assemblies was passed in the Lok Sabha today after hours of fierce debate. It's the first time the bill was introduced and passed in the lower house. The bill was passed with the support of 454 MPs. Only two MPs voted against it. The bill will be presented in the Rajya Sabha tomorrow, the day four of this special session. Parliament saw some sharp reactions, however, to the bill in favour and against. While the former Congress chief Sonia Gandhi demanded a reservation for other backward classes and immediate implementation of the bill, Smriti Irani said her government has made women count and that women matter. What we can bring you are a couple of those reactions.
How this country is governed, of course, Lok Sabha and Vidhan Sabha, but beyond that, they are the 90 secretaries of the Government of India. 90 people, secretaries, are responsible for managing the core of the Government of India. And I ask myself the question, how many of the 90 people come from the OBC community? Ye jo Hindustan ki sarkar ko chalate hain, jo budget ko chalate hain, in mein se OBC kitne hain? मैं आपको जवाब देना चाहता हूं. हिंदुस्तान के सेक्रेटरीज 90 में से सिर्फ 3 ओबीसी से हैं.
और आंकड़े अगर आपको चाहिए तो मैं बता देता हूं. सुनने के लिए आप बैठे नहीं हो. भारतीय जनता पार्टी के सांसद में 29% 85 सांसद ओबीसी कैटेगरी के हैं. कंपैरिजन करना है तो आ जाइए. और मान्यवर और मंत्री, मान्यवर मंत्री भी 29 ओबीसी कैटेगरी के. मान्यवर, सस्ते चुनावी वादे करना और पॉलिटिकल भाषण करना, दादा नए सदन में तो उम्र के हिसाब से कुछ करिए. मान्यवर, बीजेपी के ओबीसी एमएलए 1358 में से 365 है, 27% है. ये सभी ओबीसी का राग आलापने वालों से ज्यादा है. मान्यवर, बीजेपी के ओबीसी एमएलसी 163 में से 65 है, 65 है, 40% है. ये 33% की बात करते हैं. मान्यवर, चुनावी भाषण करना बहुत ठीक है, कोई एनजीओ बना कर दे देता है, चीटियां आकर पड़ जाना ठीक है, भैया मन से पिछड़ा वर्ग का कल्याण करने का काम हमारे नेता नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने किया.
Well, we thought we'd move away from the politics to actually look at what this signifies for women in India. We are joined by a very special guest, Naina Lal Kidwai. Thanks, ma'am, very much for being with us. Do you believe that this is genuinely a red letter day for women's rights in India?
I think so much cause for celebration, Vishnu, that we can actually finally see the path for women reservation. Now, I should just start by saying I was one of the folks, at least in terms of corporate board quotas and reservation way back in the early 90s, that was really not for quotas, because I always believed that women would get there in their own right. And for those that got there in their own right, the fact that there was a quota sometimes detracted from the merit that went with their having made their own way. And that reservation or concern does remain. But I also know, and hence a convert to having quotas, is that it takes much too long. Look what happened with corporate boards in India. We remained at 6% as recently as 2013. And it was only once corporate law action mandating one woman on a board happened that we saw board representation go up all the way to 18% as it is now. Still low, but at least an increase into the high teens and going up every day. So what we have in terms of reservation is the ability to finally catch up, and hence the reason to celebrate. I was actually looking at some of the statistics of other large democracies. Mexico at 50% representation already. South Africa, just north of 45%. Most of the European countries in the 40s. We are really far, far behind. Only Japan looks lower than us at 10%. So we have to catch up. And the only way we can catch up and ensure rightful representation, this is not about reservation, but about rightful representation, is by having quotas and by bringing a reservation bill in.
Do you believe it'll take some time? It will take some time. Is that a concern for you? There'll be a census, the entire delimitation process. Does that worry you?
Oh, certainly. I mean, you know, I don't understand this process completely, but what I've understood is that it would be nearer 2029 that we would see this having come into action. So I hope that once there is a convening, as there appears to be across parties on bringing this bill in, that there can be more attention given to how we can bring this in as quickly as possible. So, yes, it is a very long pathway. Having said that, I think the work we must do to get to it should start right away. And by that, what I mean is the empowerment of women leaders, the training that may be required, the leadership at grassroots levels that exists, but giving them the confidence to stand, to win votes, to understand what that process is about. And equally for the law that is to be developed, to be one which is enabling. And what I mean by enabling is, so yes, so you tick mark that the numbers in parliament, but to ensure that the decorum of parliament is one that permits that voice to be heard, that we do not see the treatment of women in parliament to be anything other than exemplary. And for that, it's not just the training of women and the leadership they need, but of the men that represent us as well. So how does Parliament look in terms of, you know, should there be a creche? Are there enough women's toilets? What is the treatment accorded women in Parliament? I think all of this will require attention. And I'm hoping that as the law actually moves forward, we address both the environment in which women operate, but also how that representation should be firm and capable.
You know, we talk about our demographic dividend being our biggest benefit as we, you know, we're now the largest country in the world. But a large link to that, of course, is getting women into the formal workforce. If that doesn't happen, we will not achieve what we can with this huge dividend. Do you believe that the inclusion of more women in parliament would be, you know, an inspiration to involve women in other sectors as well?
You know, I was just looking at a study which looked at Nepal, which put in 33% reservation. And the study was about what that has done for Nepal. And the study has actually demonstrated that beyond just the 33% reservation, the role of women in society, the empowerment that came therein, the various ways of in which they have measured how women are delivering and performing in society and how their role changes are all very positive. So there is no doubt that when you create this body up at the highest level, at the legislative level, that those role models in their very own ways engender a whole bunch of others to follow in their footsteps. But equally, there is a flow down of policy, and everything that happens in Parliament sees passage only through a gender lens as well. So if it is a policy on education, on health, that there is horizontally an application on what does it do for women? How does it advance the cause of women? And I think that is the change which becomes very important. So beyond the numbers, to make sure that it's the voice of women towards empowerment of women that happens and the discipline that must come with it.
Absolutely. Look, it's always wonderful speaking to you, ma'am. Thanks very much for being with us on this program. We'll be joined now by another very special guest. Rina Dhaka joins us. Reena, how do you look at these developments in Parliament? Is it just for the benefit of our political class, or do you believe that this would have a huge benefit for women across India?
So I do believe this is a red letter day for women in India, because there's been a lot of news, and I also learned that India is not the only country in the world where the women in the parliament are very marginally represented. So as I've understood, we have about 7 to 14%, I'm not sure which percentage is correct, of women elected representatives. And it's high time, folks. I understand that this will not go into action ASAP. It will take another season, I think 4 to 5 years, to get table in the literal sense of the word. But the process has started, and if the wheels of this journey are slow, so be it. But we have to get onto this wagon.
Reena, will this be an inspiration for women in different walks of life?
Yes, I believe in the sense this has to be, there has to be representation from both sexes in the world we are in today, because that is the unit value of our life at core, be it a home, be it a workplace, anywhere. So similarly, in running a country or the affairs of the parliament, we must have the role of female and women representation. Yes, it is important that the people who elect the female leaders, they bring into limelight heroes who will play a big role and significant journey in our lives and the lives of many others in the times to come.
One more question, Reena. Do you believe the induction of more women in parliament will result in an improvement in the conduct of our parliamentarians? Less fighting, less screaming, more debates, more conversations, more decisions?
Yesterday, I was watching from on top. They invited us to be a part of the first day of the parliament. And there was uproar, there was fist fighting, and apparently there was drama on blood on the table also, which we couldn't see, fortunately. And I hope either it'll turn the women into warriors and more feisty creatures, or the men will turn around and learn how to have a more civilized code of conduct.
All right, Reena, thanks very much for, sharing your thoughts. It is an incredible day for India. It will take some time, but true representation of women in parliament, women being at the heart of our democracy, that will certainly be something that will benefit countless Indians.